CPA monitoring.
DBA in 0TR. DBA in 0TR.
In 0TRKB for CPA. What you doing besides eating oatmeal cookies? Is that what that is? Yeah, you lucky dog.
Keeps me regular. They got what dates in them and what else, Bernice? Nuts and oatmeal. Pretty good stuff. Well, I heard you call. I was just headed out to take the chickens some stuff out. I've been sitting here trying to stop a profuse hemorrhage from my center finger that I cut with a letter opener.
Your finger would have recognized that and gotten out of the way.
Old neighbor used to say, Tom, if you'd have been a little more observant and not quite so stupid, you wouldn't have done that. That's affirmative.
Just trying to be nice about it. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I'm having no luck here. I got on sideband, and all I'm hearing is people in the U.S. I think on 12, 15, 17, but that's about it for me anyway. I haven't much luck on FT8 either, I'll tell you. I'm beginning to wonder if this thing's working.
Send your OTR. Well, I hadn't seen a lot on Dave at night. I did manage to work, Liberia and Hungary and a few places like that the other night, but nothing unusual. I think it was Liberia anyways. In Belgium. But it'd been kind of scarce. I don't know, maybe it's weather conditions too, Dave, but the cycle 25 is up there quite a bit, so I would think the upper bands would be the best place to be right now. Probably 10 meters would probably be the best during this time of day.
I really didn't look a lot on 10. I was on 10, but I didn't see anything. But I wasn't, I didn't go all over the band. So what I was looking at was dead as a doornail. So at least what I was receiving anyway, or what I wasn't receiving.
QRZ running.
It's in the other room right this second, though. I took it in there because I figured I'd go ahead and program this little HT I bought. And by the way, I think I told you it was an icon. It's a Yaesu. I don't know what I was thinking about. FT60. I don't know why I called it an icon. I guess I don't know. Anyway, just got confused.
The one of those has a good front end, much better than those China products. So you made a good choice. Well, I do see a Sierra Mike / Delta Lima 2 VFR, which would be, it says Germany, but if he's Sierra Mike, he's up in Sweden or someplace up in the Balkans, I'm sure. I was trying to look at it here and see, but it just says Germany, but that's because he's a stroke Delta Lima 2. I think where it says live DX spots. And if you see 99% Europeans, That's probably a good sign that there's not very good propagation into the United States. Just my personal opinion. I see there is a guy in Canada now talking to a fella in Denmark on 21-300, which is 15 meters. But I'm upstairs, I'm not downstairs. And like I said, 10, 15, 17, 12, probably be about your best go this time of day. But I see a lot of FT8 stations on down there. But Rusty mentioned another mode, not FT8, where it was a low-power mode and conversational on digital. I can't remember what he called it, but you might ask him if you hear him. But you can actually carry on a conversation on it.
Sounds interesting. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on 21-300, so not a thing.
This stupid weather isn't helping much either, even with the antenna. Oh, I was looking, I saw that just a minute ago, but I don't see it now, Dave. And he was talking to a guy in Canada, which is as good as the United States usually. Well, there it is. Now it jumped a page. Okay, it was Victor Echo 3 was talking to an OT5 on 21-300 on sideband. And, that guy would be in Lebanon. That'd probably be a pretty semi-rare one for you.
I'd turn the volume down on the HF there. I think we're just going to program this thing and try to have something to do. Had to restart my computer. It told me that it wanted to restart. Oh, me. Yeah, it's been a while, so I'm not surprised. Oh, Lordy. I got a guy coming tomorrow. They worked yesterday, but not today, and they're coming tomorrow. Finish up. He's going to run me 110 to my building for me, so I'm looking forward to that because it's all wired up and ready to go. It just needs power.
What do you got an external building now? You going to put your ham radio stuff in, or just want power to an external building?
Thanks, guys. I just want to make a quick call and I'll be out of here. KN4VWA, KB2HXS. WA, KB2HXS. Carry on. KB2HXS, clear.
Yeah, Dave, I'm just wondering what you was wiring up. All you got to do is buy some underground feeder wire and run out there. You don't even have to put it in conduit.
I've got some wire, but where I had to go with it, you wouldn't believe. So I'd rather pay somebody to do it. And it has to go into the Florida room and then come out, from there and go underground to the building, which is just, I don't know, 10, 15 feet. It's not very far, but from the house. But then, of course, I want to run into the box, which is a long run in the attic, but big deal. But, getting to the that Florida room in the attic, you just have to come up here and see it. I can't explain to you that. I'm not that little. I'm not going in there.
no doubt about that. Yeah, I got trapped in one of those things at, up in Kansas when I was young. I had a buddy that wanted me to put a external light on the back of his back porch. Well, it was a drop-down back porch, and the only entrance to it was about a hole big enough for a person to barely fit through. And I had a, we didn't have LEDs back then, so I had a heavy-duty service 100-watt light bulb and a drop cord, of course. And I crawled back there, and I dropped down through that hole, and there was just barely room enough to crawl through it, but you had to stay on the studs or you'd fall through the ceiling. And when I got back there, the light bulb burned out. And I did not have a flashlight. That's the last time I ever went anywhere like that without a flashlight. So I had to follow that cord back because it was so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. All this time balancing on those studs, and it was probably 140 degrees up there, and follow that cord back up that hole before I could get my breath good and get out of there. And I told him, you just have to get somebody else to do that. I wasn't going back in there.
KB4CPA. Well, yeah, I don't blame you. If it was that dark, that would be bad to have to follow the cord out. Ugh. Well, I'm going to jump out of here and see what kind of trouble I can get into. Anyway, enjoy your cookies there, and I will talk to you later. And I will clear out of here after your final KB, N0TRKB4CBA.
70 degrees out there and a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind. It ought to feel pretty nice. And I'm going to go out and feed the girls and pick up some eggs, hopefully. See you later, KB4CBA, N0TR73.